back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, good morning.
Good morning.
Hillary Fisher, good morning.
Hey, hey.
Shelly Hartman, good morning.
It is a great morning.
Yes, around the
Thank you.
We went. We're back eating, of course. It's just one of those things that we seem to do here.
I love it. It's a Saturday morning.
We will make all accommodations. We will record this show at any time to make sure that we still get to eat treats. So, with all that being said, Treat, what are we looking at here? This looks a little southwest to me.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
It was fun.
Why is your mic not working?
Hold on.
I'm not sure. I asked you before.
All right, go ahead and talk.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Okay.
A little technical difficulties early in the morning. Nice.
Here we go.
All right, what do we have?
Well, we have a Frito taco bowl is what I call it. So it's Frito chips, the True Blue blueberry bratwurst, or brat, I guess it is. It's not a bratwurst, is it? Is it? Okay.
Is it?
I didn't know what the word. Oh, wurst, I think, means sausage. In German, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, so I crumbled up the
wurst.
Wurst
means good.
Oh, it does?
That's
worse
well,
means
no,
good.
Not,
oh,
yeah.
I see. I get it now. So I crumbled up the brat and put a little bit of water in there to simmer it to make it a little moist. And then put the brisket. I had leftover brisket, a little barbecue
over there,
sauce.
She's gonna have
giggling.
We're going to call this the crunch show, okay?
The Fritos.
Wow.
And then I just topped it with normal things, you know, cilantro, lime, and sour cream, onions.
Fresh blueberries.
Fresh blueberries, yes. I cut some and I put some whole.
Yeah, how come I'm the only one crunching? Did you shut off everybody else's microphone?
I just move a long ways from it when I eat.
I do, too.
Oh, man.
You guys
are
silly.
Treat. Now, that B&B together.
That is so
good. It is, isn't it?
It's so good.
I thought it was really good. I put quite a bit of the brat in there.
Oh, man.
And I just had a little bit of brisket, which is hardly ever left over, but it was. And then your blueberry sauce. Barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. And then some of your salsas. We're trying the two salsas that you have, the tomato-based and the jalapeno added.
Ooh.
And really good. So that's going to be our next thing is to taste those without anything. So if you see a little bit of blue sauce, that's what that is.
Really? Which one did you like best?
The tomato, actually. I was
really
shocked. I was very shocked. They're both very close in everything. The jalapeno seemed to be a little bit more runny, but not bad if you're comparing the two. If you're comparing it to something else, it's perfect. So and I have a little bit of chip in there if you want to try it with the chip.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just gave you a little taste test to see.
Ooh.
Yeah, it does taste good, doesn't it?
Ooh, the jalapeno.
Wait, I don't even hear you crunching. What'd you do? Just put on your fork?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's fake eating over there.
No.
You guys are killing me.
I'm
like Mrs. Crunch over here.
Mrs. Crunchfire. He's got you turned up.
I like the way Rob's doing. He's dipping his Frito in the little serving cup to
that
get
is
a salsa.
You know, you
I
forget.
Like there's a little bite. There's
yeah,
a little spice that.
Yeah,
that
it's
really
not
good.
Bad at all, but
I really like it. And thank you for bringing these out and having us taste them because you forget.
You do forget. I absolutely forgot.
They are so good.
I tasted them. I went, my goodness, why haven't I been doing this more?
You're going to have to, if you want me to eat that avocado, you're going to have to hide it in something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
like that spring roll that you did with the avocado.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't touch an avocado, but you put it in that spring roll. I'm like,
okay,
that's all right. But
that's nice. Salsa, both of them, like you said, they're really
good. Yeah, they're very close. But
have we tried the
one over
one
the
yet?
Other? The other one is a chicken burger bowl is what I call it. So it's ground
chicken burger bowl.
Ground chicken, and I just made like a taco bowl. So it has the shredded lettuce and the, I forgot the most important thing. I'll have to do it in a minute. But
what's that?
Well, I guess the kernels of corn are in there. And the corn on the cob was basted with your pepper jelly.
Oh, really?
And your blueberry honey together. So the corn is a little bit
good.
Sweet. But I have little pieces of corn. Don't let me forget. But I took them off the cob for the salad. And then there's pineapple in there, and that's Has a little bit of the pepper jelly glaze on it.
So it's good.
It's not real overwhelming with anything. And like I said, we're trying to use the bottom of the jar.
Now, Treat, this, that just could a little be our segment, bottom of the jar. Okay, now, Treat, this chicken, is this the same chicken you used for the dish that you made the other night?
No.
I mean, is this, it prepared the same way?
This is ground chicken, like hamburger.
Oh, okay.
But you could just go get a rotisserie. You could just get a rotisserie. You shred it.
And just do a normal thing. This was inspired by the next thing we're gonna have. I had leftovers because I had a pound of the ground chicken. And I made patties for a burger for you guys.
Really?
Yep, we'll have that next. And so the leftover is what you're having now right there in that bowl.
Jeez.
Yeah, so see, it goes far. The only thing is I will say about the ground chicken is that it gets dry really, really quick. So don't overcook it. And I added a little bit of water at the end just to make it steam a little bit. So what do you like best? Either one or both are about the same, right?
Both. Amazing.
I think I like the first one a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
brat
and
the brisket. Maybe
it's the Fritos.
Ah.
I wonder how good it would be with chili cheese Fritos.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know what people's tastes are that well, but yes,
the
chili
bomb.
Cheese. That was a great invention, I thought.
Yeah. I think that the chicken one is fresh, like,
yeah. Oh, okay. lighter, refreshing.
Like refreshing, yeah. Maybe because the pineapple's
in
there.
And with the sour cream, I put sour cream on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has cilantro, a little bit of fresh blueberries in there.
Now,
and
could
lime.
You switch that out and use Greek yogurt?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Greek yogurt is just about the same consistency, and if you're okay with the flavor, go for it.
And I really like that you're getting our palates ready for fresh blueberries because
I got to tell you guys something. I couldn't hardly find any.
What?
I had to go this morning and get some because Wednesday they were out and Thursday they were out.
Ooh, well, I think probably right close to the 1st of July.
And then all I could find was an 18-ouncer, which
really?
Is fine, but for here, I don't need that much, you know.
Right, yeah,
Yeah, and they were very nice, the USA ones, that is. They had, I don't even think they had other ones.
Mm-mm.
I think that was it. Wiped out, just wiped out, which
I
love.
I love to
yes,
hear that.
I did, too.
I love to hear that.
I'll come back any day.
Yeah,
get
no
it.
Doubt. Yeah. All right, well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more treats. On Rob Bird's Moondog Show, this is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treating Shelley Hartman, Hillary Fisher here in the studio. What seems like an extended break, we took really wasn't, but it seemed like it because we're ready to eat some more. Again. So here we are.
Shelly's already eaten. Yeah, that's all right.
What do you have for us, Treat?
Well, I have a little bit of everything, and I kind of got to thinking about summer being here and what you can do at home, and the kids will like it and that kind of thing. So I did a chicken burger. And that is just on a slider bun.
Oh, my God.
And it's ground chicken.
Holy,
and it has...
Holy huge Batman.
I know.
Oh my God,
you brought your
wide,
your big mouth, didn't you, Rob? Yep.
Make sure you eat it over your trays.
Not the microphone.
Holy smokes.
What's the purple sauce?
Let's see. What did I put on that one? I get kind of confused with all the different ones I have. But that one has fresh blueberries. Your tomato salsa, blueberry tomato salsa, sour cream, cilantro, lime.
Man.
So it's like a crema. So I'm not used to using the salsa, so it's a little bit runny, but it is very tasty.
Well, people can't see,
but I do
look good in everything I eat.
You can have it.
Whoa.
Yeah, and so it has pineapple on it.
Oh, my God.
Bacon, and the pineapple's glazed with your pepper jelly, and so is the bacon.
It's so good.
Yeah, and then the chicken, I did a little bit, because ground chicken is kind of very moist when you start using it before you cook it, and then it gets very dry real quick. So I put a breadcrumb on it, kind of make it a little crunchy, a little bit different, but you don't have to do that. And I just spiced it a little
bit. Again, presentation. You take 100%.
I got a picture. Awesome. I got a picture.
Good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Tell us about this corn. What's this corn?
Okay, I have two different kinds. By the pickle over there is the your pepper jelly glaze on there with honey, blueberry honey.
Mmm.
And it's just a little piece.
Good.
I cut one cob into three. So it's very easy to eat to me. I cook it first and then I cut it because it's easier to cut. And then the other one
Did you sprinkle some...
tahini on it.
Yeah.
That little
pepper. Goes so good with that honey.
Ooh, the other one just has honey. Your blueberry honey on it. Doesn't have the pepper jelly.
Keep talking, Treat.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
It is good. I was so shocked.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
God.
Wow.
I'm so glad you thought of this. I cannot wait to do this.
It's
that
very
just
tasty.
Took it over the top.
And I didn't cook it with it. I glazed it after it was done.
Okay.
Just because I didn't want it to char and be burnt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I cooked it first, and then I just put it in the oven, actually.
I can't wait for everybody to try this.
Oh, man. That is...
And you can have, like, some of this product that I was showing you, it would go great on a charcuterie-type board.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a food board, you know.
Yeah,
so you can have all these things sitting out, and people just add whichever one they'd like. And very good-looking things, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the product...
Color, and then not only does it look good, it tastes good.
Yeah.
Not only does it look good, not only does it taste good, it's good
for
you.
Yes.
And that's a triple win.
Well, you can say, as far as the corn goes, it'll shoot through you.
Yeah. Is that a warning sign that we need to put out?
Well, it always comes out looking exactly the way it came in.
So then, well,
chew better.
let me change the subject. The onion rings have I made a sauce out of the salsa and ranch. There's one, I think one is with that, the lighter color. And the darker color has ranch and barbecue sauce.
Ooh, you made it with the jalapeno sauce.
Is that what I did? Mm-hmm. Okay, I kind of got mixed up
good.
And I couldn't tell you, so I didn't write it down here.
No, it's so good.
It's just a little zippy. It's not, you know, but if your kids don't like, you know.
Sweet with a little kick.
When you open
like
that.
Me.
When you open the jar of your salsa, it's exciting. It's tempting. It's like, what can I do with this?
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, wow.
It really wakes up your taste buds. It really does.
It has good
does.
Pieces in it, and its flavor is good.
Oh, my God. It's like I'm tasting it for the first time.
Okay, then did I put that other thing on there?
Yeah.
What's this in the middle?
That is a stuffed jalapeno. Right? Is that what you're looking at? Is it sauce? I can't see because something's in the way.
Yeah, stuffed jalapeno. Oh, no.
Well, that's back at
it
the other
tray. It looks like a casserole, like a...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so jalapeno, I forgot. Okay, I see now what you mean, because it got kind of hard because of the cheese. And I probably didn't put enough cream cheese in it to make a dip.
Are you talking about this?
Yes.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
It is very good. That's the stuffing for the jalapeno. So if you, I had left over, so I thought it would make a good dip or put it on a chip. Tortilla chip.
Where's them Fritos?
I'm going to say great stuffing for stuffed mushrooms, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it has a little bit of bacon in it. Let's see what I put in there. Your brat is in there, crumbled up. And that's all the meat that's in there. So I stuffed it with cream cheese, bacon, Colby cheese, and a little bit of... no, I didn't put jalapeno in it because it is in a jalapeno.
Man, that is so good.
It is.
I really do think inside of a portobello mushroom.
Broiled
for a couple minutes.
Maybe next time. I won't be here next week. So then the glaze...
How do you know that?
On the... the glaze on the jalapeno is your barbecue sauce.
All right,
and
so
you just bake.
We gotta get to the next one. We've got about a minute left.
So I'm just gonna go after this one.
Yeah.
So you have a choice of the chipotle barbecue ranch again, or the salsa barbecue ranch. And make sure, be careful of a toothpick. I try to pull them all out.
Is there a toothpick in there somewhere?
I doubt it. But
is that jalapeno in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's
seeded.
Yeah,
and,
it's good.
And, oh, no, I'm excited.
Unbelievable good. Treat. This is, wow.
Very easy. And you can, I see these at Sam's already made, so you can make them ahead. You just don't bake them ahead. And you can put them on the grill. You can put them in the smoker.
Kara makes them a lot. Yeah. I'm going to tell her, use that.
It's really
great.
Good. Just different, you know, and like you said, it's healthy for you. It doesn't have a lot of sugar in it that I'm aware of. And I just add a little bit of ranch. Everybody likes ranch to your...
I love it, though, how you're using the ranch, kind of, but then mixing in.
A different flavor. Yeah. You could buy barbecue ranch on the shelf.
Yeah.
Why not just use this?
Yeah. It changes it up so good.
That's fantastic. All right, well, regardless of how good that was, we need to take a break.
Oh, okay.
We have a little dessert when we come back. On Rob Bird's Moondog Show, this is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show!
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Wood Dog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treating Shelly Hartman, Hillary Fisher here in the studio, and we're all eating so
Gosh. Woo, what a welcome back. What a welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Wow. Right. Well, thank you.
Dessert time?
Da-da.
Yeah, here we go.
So we had a little bit of Mexican-inspired dishes prior to this, except for the burger. So I made a taco, dessert taco.
That's so cute. And I got a picture.
Okay, good. So it's red, white, and blue for the upcoming holiday. crash and burn, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, I still think we should video some of this stuff because
I know afterwards.
Oh, Trey, can I have one of those too, please?
Everybody's getting a napkin. You get a napkin. You get a napkin.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate the fresh blueberries that you used in here. And then what else is it like? What else you got in here that seems a little bit more like blended, like a
custard or something in there?
It's pudding with cream cheese.
Oh my gosh.
And it makes it kind of stiff and then cool up on top. The shell is actually a flour tortilla that you put one side in melted butter, and then you put graham cracker crumbs on that butter. So you dip it in the butter, then you dip it in the graham crackers, and then you put it in between an upside down muffin tin.
Oh my gosh.
Makes it fold like a taco, and you bake it for 10 minutes. And that's what you get. It's cute and
absolutely
good, isn't it?
Delicious.
Oh my gosh.
And that's a street taco size.
Oh my gosh.
So it's the smaller ones, so you don't have to cut them.
It's beautiful.
But it is a little bit difficult to eat, right, Rob?
No. Not if you've got
a
fork.
Dangling in his beard. and then the fresh blueberry, top it all off, and a little bit of raspberry to make it red.
Oh, it's beautiful. With the flag on the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. It is so
Treat,
good.
What can I say? This week, you have really outdone yourself.
I rocked it?
Oh, you did. Say it every week.
I know, but, like, I mean, like, some of those oldies but goodies, the salsas.
Exactly, right?
Just, like, summer's here. Celebrated the first day of summer last week, so now it's time to kick it in the blueberry gear. And
interesting, because I think if you live here and you have friends and family coming in, they're going to want blueberry stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
It's blueberry country here, so you have to come up with something. So your stores are full of just all kinds of ideas.
Anything and everything blueberry that you could even imagine.
Yep, and then this kind of dessert, I, of course, just saw it on Pinterest because I was just looking in there for a dessert. I didn't want a pie today.
Right,
and I thought, well, what's kind of summery?
It's perfect.
It's so very cheap. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
a flour tortilla, Cool Whip, and pudding.
Oh, my gosh. And the taste.
And the taste is outstanding.
It is.
Fresh.
You know, it's like a summertime dessert.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what I thought
we're
exactly.
Using, like, you use the pie filling in there.
I forgot about
the
pie filling.
Yeah, so it's perfect.
Yep. Yes, it was almost refreshing.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, good.
You know, and
I think I could even make this.
We'll see.
It
was very easy.
You know, in between everything else.
In between boiling water.
So the U-Pick is opening July 1st.
Yes.
And the U-Pick itself, that field that's there, the blue crops won't be ready, but we'll have already picked blueberries ready in the stand for people. They can stop by and pick up a 5-pound box. And then I have to admit, they did a refresh store at the U-Pick.
Outstanding.
In Grand Junction.
It's
so
beautiful.
Cute. And they have new products out there. And we'll, of course, be offering our ice creams and pies and...
Yes, we'll have scoopable ice cream.
Yes.
Not soft serve.
I'm still wondering about those experimental blueberries.
Yes, we'll have... we're still...
It's in the works,
We're still working.
Come on, get to it.
I know, right? My gosh.
I really, to tell you the truth, I can't. I almost don't buy your excuse here because when I had them, they were so wonderful. I mean, what do you mean you're still working on it?
Well,
they were wonderful.
It's not a variety, but it's a
process and the packaging. Yes. Like, those are things you know, it's nice when you have a product like blueberries to work with, and really they are so good in everything that we end up spending more time on the packaging and the marketing than the product because we got a absolutely perfect product.
That's very important. Yeah. Important, yeah.
It is. You know, you don't have to peel it or pit it or, you know, take a stem off of it.
I've been having fun cutting them in half and looking at the... And
they
I'm
look
like,
so
oh my,
good.
And even the red ones, usually you'd wait and put pull those out.
Right.
But I cut them and put them in there. I had the... My friend has a little boy. He's 9 or 10. And he says, I didn't like blueberries, so I went to your farm. And then he told me the other day, he says, and I even eat the red ones with it because it's kind of like snappy. It's like, you know, a little sour, a little sweet. He said, I love that. Because, you know, the gummies and all that,
right?
They have... Sour Patch and
yeah,
whatever, but yeah, the so you pick cute. Is outstanding, and the picnic area you have outside.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're gonna have some food trucks out there. Stay tuned on that.
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
And bags,
cornhole
bags out there.
And there's already a little PlayStation for kids. So.
Yeah,
wow,
it'll be great. And the hours are gonna be 7 days a week.
Correct, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Now that is
that's
something.
Long days, but that's good. That's what it takes.
Well, you never know.
We'll have our juices out there, our soda,
get
water.
Off work.
Yeah.
And what digits do you dial if you've got a question for the Blueberry Store or Hillary Fisher?
Rob, just give it to me.
1-877-654-2400. TheBlueberryStore.com. We're going to tattoo that on her forehead.
I love it. That's great.
It lost.
And you have drinks there. I was very impressed with all those that you have.
You can
soda.
Buy frozen pies. You can buy frozen blueberries. I mean,
brats, sausages.
Yeah, everything.
Oh, you got to do this brats and the sausage.
Cause yes.
Yeah.
Especially like when you're here for a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Holiday. Blueberry it up.
Yeah. Right on.
Blueberry it up.
All right. You got 30 seconds left.
All right.
Who's going to fill that time?
Hillary?
I think I'm going to finish my dessert.
Right. Oh, my. Rob?
All right. Well, I will have to say that I can't say you've outdone yourself today just because every time you come in, it's consistent and quite awe-inspiring for sure. So, you know what?
Sweet.
It's stuff that I would never eat, and I think it's just awesome that... you are bringing stuff in and showing a whole new world. Just something like the next guest coming in who's going to be part of the show,
yes.
Chris Seriano. He doesn't eat anything either, so this stuff would probably scare him. You never know what's going on. But I want to say, yes.
Not scary anymore.
No,
that's the good part.
That's
that was the challenge
right.
that I had.
That's
yeah.
right.
And I took it and I thought, just make something.
I can't tell you how many times I've been standing at home saying, man, I wish Treat was here.
Oh, our pantry must look a lot different than mine.
That's right. When it's time to eat, I'm standing there looking at the empty counter saying, oh,
call me up. I'll have it to go for you.
Yeah, we gotta go on to our next segment here. 1-877-654-2400, excuse me, is that number for the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Store Got Job. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you, Rob.
That was great.
This is Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Robert!